The Ghana National Education Campaign Coalition has asked Ghanaians to stop making mockery of the government scholarship package, which includes provision of sanitary towels. It says the energy and passion being wasted on the issue should be turned to constructive efforts at ensuring that the youth in all the beneficiary districts get access to quality education. The chairman of the coalition, Bright Appiah, at a news conference in Accra, said the Secondary Education Improvement Project is in line with the constitutional mandate of making secondary education accessible to all. Naomi Kome and Akosie Dankwa have more.
In terms of allocation of resources, the Secondary Education Improvement Project has allocated $140 million to support the component of the project. Of this, a total of $125 million has been earmarked to provide scholarships to students from low-income families, especially girls. The chairman of NEC, Bright Appiah, explained that civil society organizations will monitor the project and the distribution of funds to ensure its success.
We looked at the whole project. And then we realized that the project is going to benefit and serve communities. And there are certain programs that have been introduced. That's giving scholarship to children, building new facilities for secondary education, and also expanding some of the secondary education that are serve communities so that they can make room for people who have qualified to have access to education. And clearly, the scholarship scheme is going to support them very well. And then also, there are some social intervention programs that are also being introduced in the program, which we think that we need to support it. So what we are calling for is that we need to keep an eagle eye on that particular project to ensure that government invests the money in places that will support the well-being of children, especially the girl child. All school buildings must have a very good sanitary conditions in them so that you create places for girls and then you create places for boys so that they will feel comfortable when they want to change themselves and all that. So the campaign is still ongoing. We want to ensure that some of all these things are in place so that when we introduce a policy of this nature, we will still create an environment where it will be very comfortable for children to change themselves.
Mr. Appiah called on all and sundry to be committed to ensuring that government and its duty bearers are held accountable.
Naomi Kome reporting.